Chapter 7. There where they used to stand. In the depths of Abora, Venom is hung suspended in a Bacta tank. Wireless sensors affixed to his narrow chest, neck, and fissured hairless cranium. "You may be Tenebris's most important gift to me," Plagueis said as he watched the Bith's body bob in the thick therapeutic liquid.
"His brain continues to recuperate from the effects of the coma bloom alkaloids,"
114D remarked from the far side of the laboratory. "His physical condition, however, remains stable." Plagueis kept his gaze on Venomous. The wound Venomous's lightsaber had inflicted to Plagueis's neck had healed, but the faint scar was a fresh reminder of his mortality. "That's good, because I'm not interested in his mind." In salute, the droid's new appendages made a surgical slashing motion. Blood analysis had revealed a high midichlorian count, which to Plagueis was further indication that a being could have great potential in the Force and yet still be inept. He wondered, was it Venomous he had felt through the Force after the murder of Tenebris? A Jedi would have made a far more interesting experimental subject, but a dark side adept was perhaps better suited to his purposes. And soon enough, the adjacent Bacta tank would contain a Force-resistant Yenchori as well. Immediately following the contest on Sojourn, Plagueis had commanded members of the Sun Guard to locate the starship that had allowed Venomous to infiltrate the Hunter's Moon, then move it and the poisoned Bith to Abora. Larsh Hill and the other Munes had been apprised that an intruder had been captured and disposed of, but no more than that. An investigation of the ship had yielded data that might have surprised even Darth Tenebris, who had provided the ship. It seemed that well before he had confronted Plagueis or learned of his master's fate, Venomous himself had been scouting for potential apprentices. Plagueis could not help being impressed, though begrudgingly. The young Bith would have done well in Bane's era. Now, however, he was an anachronism and, by extension, Tenebris also. That Tenebris had targeted him came as no shock to Plagueis. He and the Bith had reached an impasse decades earlier regarding execution of the Sith Imperative. The product of one of the galaxy's most ancient civilizations, Tenebris believed that victory could be achieved through a mating of the powers of the dark side and expert Bith science. With the aid of sophisticated computers and future-casting formulas, the varied beings of the galaxy could be provided for, and the Jedi Order would gradually dwindle and disappear. Tenebris had tried to persuade Plagueis that the Force did not play games of chance with the galaxy, and that while the fated ascendancy of the dark side could be predicted, its rise could not be influenced or hurried by the Sith.